questions for Sam?
Hey, Sam, how great is it to have Coach Zimmer back for you this week?
Man, it's great. You know, obviously, last week was tough. You know, without him there, you know, I know how difficult it was for him to have to miss the game last week. In the time that he talked to us, obviously, you know, he made it pretty clear that, you know, if he had it any other way, he would have been there. But, you know, to have him back, you know, in meetings on the practice field, you know, it's great to see him.
You pretty much know the menu of the offense now in terms of not just understand the playbook, but, I mean, understanding what guys can do and where you guys are at. I mean, is the personality and who you are established by now?
I'm not sure I'm following that.
Do you feel real comfortable that you know what to expect from every player in every situation? Because you guys have tried a lot of different things throughout the season to get to the point where you're running 7-man lines and all that. Do you feel good about that part of it?
Right. Yeah. You know, obviously I feel much more comfortable now about all of that as opposed to when I first got here. When I first got here, you're trying to learn not only the system but your own personnel. And obviously, you know, having 12 games, you know, to be out there and to play with those guys, you know, I feel much more comfortable just, you know, kind of as far as what you said, you know, what to expect from each guy, you know, what they do well, and how we try to get everyone involved.
When you look at some of the hits you've taken, especially in the last game, are you surprised sometimes that you're able to get up and the follow-up to that is how is your body at this point of the season?
You know, hits are part of the game. You know, when you play this position, you're going to get hit. My job is to take those, deliver the ball, and get up. So I really don't focus on those. And, you know, like I said after the game, you know, my body for this point in the season, I think it feels really good.
On the scramble there, was it the situation at that time that dictated that?
Are you talking about the first? Yeah. You know, it was just one of those things. You know, I felt like the rush just kind of got past me and a lane opened up and it just kind of flashed and I just took off. It was just really kind of a reaction.
You'd already taken a shot to the ribs, so were you trying to protect yourself a little even more at that point? Or?
I think at that point when you're out there playing, it's just all reaction.
Sam, what have you seen from Laquan Treadwell and what does he need to do to earn your trust or further earn your trust?
Yeah, yeah, obviously, you know, Tread's a guy who I think is very talented. You know, I think he's come a long way since I've been here. You know, I think, you know, the tough part, you know, for a guy like Tread is, you know, especially when I got here, is obviously I wasn't here during training camp. You know, I didn't see how the reps, you know, got split or got shared during that time. But, you know, once the season gets here, you know, there's not a lot of reps, you know, especially, you know, for someone, you know, who might be behind a couple guys, you know, the starters are usually the ones who take all of them. So I think it's just hard for him to get time. But I think in the past couple weeks, you know, he's really shown some flashes, you know, and he's a guy that we feel like, you know, if we could get him involved and get him some targets, you know, I think it would be good. You know, I think the biggest thing for him is just experience and just getting out there and playing.
How did you feel about Brian Robinson risking the amount of money in his bank account by coming out and saying, it should have been a blow to the head on that last play?
You know, honestly, I didn't see his comments or what he said.
He criticized officiating pretty harshly and said it should have been a blow to the head. I mean,
at this point, I've kind of moved past that. You know, obviously, you appreciate your teammates when they come to your defense. You know, obviously, for a guy like that, you know, a leader in this locker room to come out and say those things, you know, it means a lot to me. And I think, you know, I appreciate, you know, him going out and sticking up for me in this offense. You know, but as far as that play, you know, I think as a whole, you know, we've moved past that.
Sam, you tried to push the ball downfield a little bit more last game. You still had 15 points. How do you score more? How do you?
I really don't think that was the issue last game. You know, I think if you just look at it, you know, I think it was a lot of, you know, penalties, you know, self-inflicted wounds, you know, things we did to stop ourselves. You know, we've just got to find a way to eliminate those plays. You know, I felt like there were times where we moved the ball well, we just couldn't finish drives. And I think, you know, when we get the, you know, when we get past the 50, when we get down in the red zone, you know, we've got to find a way to come away with touchdowns and not field goals.
Is there a challenge just with not necessarily your cadence, but with the ball being snapped right in the red zone in the past couple of games that maybe led to some of those penalties?
I don't know. I mean, you'd have to ask Nick about that.
chaotic as things have been on the offense because of personnel and injuries and whatnot, do you, does your performance this season, though, still have, do you think you've had a stabilizing effect just in terms of where your career's at? Is your third stop? Do you feel more comfortable here than you have other places at this?
You know, I do feel more comfortable out there than I probably have in the past, and I think that's just, you know, being healthy for 2 years in a row, you know, being able to go out there and to play. You know, obviously, I think some of that comes with being with Pat, being in a system that I'm familiar with too. And so, you know, yeah, I would say that, you know, right now is probably the most comfortable, you know, I felt out there.
Sam, with all the penalties and the struggles of the offense, who's the guy in the huddle that's kind of, trying to bring people together and make sure that everybody stays on point?
You know, I feel like I speak up when I need to. You know, I feel like everyone does a pretty good job, you know, of making sure that everyone's focused, you know, everyone's tuned in to what we're trying to do. But, you know, we talked about it a little bit yesterday. You know, Coach Zim said it. I think a lot of it really is, it comes down to just a lack of focus. And, you know, when we are in those critical situations, I think it's really important for all of us, you know, to make sure that we are dialed in and that we're focused. And we're taking care of our responsibilities.
If there's enough veteran leadership on the offensive side of the ball to bring that together? Or?
Yeah, I do.
How do you choose when to be vocal? Sam, you're pretty cerebral. When do you decide to interject when it's time to speak up?
Yeah, I think it's just a feel. You know, obviously, you know, having been around for a while now and kind of getting a feel for, you know, this team and how things are going, you know, the situation of the game, I think you know, it just kind of presents itself, and you know when to step up and say something.
A couple more.